perhaps not surprisingly, we have the news this morning that United Future, the party that once rode the worm to electoral success and 8 MPs, has decided to disband. Peter Dunne, of course, quit at the election, which meant the Ahario deal was no more. Labour grabbed the seat and they were no longer represented in Parliament. The current leader, Damien Light, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the end of an era.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's quite sad for many reasons. But, yeah, it's... been time sort of to call a day on United Future, I guess. We've had a really good run, 15 years, but yeah, it's time to retire the party, unfortunately.
Was it always, did you not have a succession plan, or did you think Pete was going to go forever?
Oh, no, we did. We did have a succession plan. And we weren't as prepared as perhaps we could have been. We thought Peter might have another election in him, but the question really was whether or not the party and the membership was willing to go on. It's a tough thing to as a small party. In Parliament, it's hard, but outside of Parliament, it's even harder. So we've had to have some tough conversations over the last couple of weeks.
Did you want to save it? If you could have drummed up an idea to save it, would you have run with it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we considered all sorts of options, you know, rebranding, coming up, you know, fighting the campaign again, continuing. And well, that's why it's taken us a good couple of months now to kind of have those conversations and decide what the best thing for the party was ultimately.
What sort of impact do you reckon you had in your time, in your 15 years?
Oh, massive. Look, I mean, we, United Future has the longest involvement in a government of any party ever in the history of New Zealand, because we've been in government for 15 years and we've done a whole lot of things. Things like our Families Commission, Game Animal Council, we've helped the charity sector, Transmission Gully, drug reform, the list just kind of goes on and on. So we're really proud of what we've achieved. Mm. And that was kind of one of the things that weighed heavily on us. We were sort of thinking, do we continue and do we continue to try to battle on, which we sort of see as a bit of a losing battle in some ways, or do we say we're proud of what we've done and retire now before, you know, to retire gracefully sort of on a relatively high note. Granted, the last election wasn't a good result for us, but the last 15 years have been good for us. So,
boy, the worm. The worm was like the dream come true, wasn't it?
Oh, it was. The worm was, yeah, absolutely. But, you know, those were the days.
Those were the days.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you been squeezed out, though? Basically what's happened is Labour and National have eked into the centre ground. They've stolen all your votes and your ideas and your concept, and you've been basically left with nothing.
Yeah, there's a bit of that. I mean, there's still some ideas that we've got that no one else is talking about, like income sharing and flexi-super. But yeah, it's definitely a fair comment that when we talk about the left and the right in New Zealand, there isn't the massive chasm that there is in places like America, which is good for New Zealand. You know, it's, in some ways, it's a good thing that there isn't. We don't have the extremes. But I still think there is a place for a centre party. But, you know, United Future's had a good go at it, and we've done some good work. But, yeah, the feeling from the party and from people outside the party as well was that United Future wasn't going to be that party to continue. So, yeah, time to call it a day.
Appreciate your time very much, Damien Light, the, I suppose, the former leader of the former party, United Future.